even though you guys haven't put on the pads in a while, is there anything that you can take from practicing against a guy like Vince, obviously, since you started training camp, and I know you faced Nada already once this season, but you can carry over to this weekend's matchup and going up against a guy like that every day in practice?
Absolutely. Vince is an excellent player. I mean, I think that's obvious by what he does on the field every week, and he pushes the guys across from him to get better every day. So every chance I get to go against him makes me a better player. I think it's clear this team's a really good team. That's why they're in this game. And their defense is anchored by those big guys up front. You know, they got Nada and Cody, and then behind them you got Jones coming in. I mean, they're solid all the way across the board. They're big human beings.
What did you take away from your first time against Lowe?
The first time against Baltimore? Nada. I mean, Nada's everything that is advertised, you know? He's a big, powerful guy, skillful, quick feet, good hands. Knows how to get to the ball, understands football, knows how to beat offensive linemen's blocks. He's a great defensive tackle, and he's going to be a huge test for us.
When you're going against a guy that has some size on you, in the opportunity or the opportunities when you're single blocking him, what are some of the techniques that you're relying on to maybe overcome the size discrepancy?
It's just that. It's technique. I mean, there's nothing I can do about my size, you know. I can't work on getting any taller. But – you know, it's the things we've been working on our whole lives in football. Basic fundamentals, you know, using your feet, using your hands.
I'm sure it wasn't perfect, but it seemed like the offensive line did a real stand-up job last week against the Texans. You take confidence in that going forward?
That game and this game, they're two different games. They're two different teams. You know, this team's going to present different challenges. And with the kind of guys that they have on the defense at Baltimore, I'm sure they're going to do a great job, you know, getting after Tom, and it's going to be a test for us.
Was some of what we saw last week from the offensive line as a whole related to the continuity that's come about over the past few games because you guys are all been out there together?
It's always good when you have guys out there week after week, but at the same time, you know, injuries happen in football. Our team has injuries, and their team has injuries too. So guys just need to be able to step up and play, and I think our guys have done a good job of doing that.
How important is that? Talking about a successful offensive line in terms of building continuity, building consistency, knowing tendencies of, you know, the guys on each side of you?
It's hugely important. You know, on the offensive line, there's no individuals. Every guy's only as good as the guys next to him. You know, my job is made by the guys on each side of me, you know, Dan Conley and Logan Mankins. So the more you're out there on the field with those guys, you know, the better you know and can expect what they're going to do in every situation. But like I said, the guys that have played behind us, you know, Nick McDonald and Donald Thomas, those guys roll in and out with us at practice, and we all know each other very well.
Brian, are you aware of the numbers that were published last week about the number of plays NFL players took part in this season?
Yeah, I'm aware of it.
You're number one.
Yeah. I think, you know, firstly, it just says a lot about the organization. You know, our training staff, you know, headed by Jim Whalen and Joe Van Allen, and our strength training coaches, Harold Nash and Moses Cabrera, that do everything they can all season and all off season and during spring to keep us healthy throughout the whole season. It's, you know, I think it says more about them than it does about me individually.
How you feeling?
How am I feeling?
Yeah.
I'm feeling excited about this game.
But are there bumps and bruises to playing 1,200 and something plays during the year?
Everybody gets bumps and bruises, you know, and I don't think I feel any different than the other guys. I've been spared big injuries, and I think that's what's kept me on the field.
It's even more interesting for you in that it's the first time you've been out there for every game and been a starter and stuff. So can you put all that together about getting the chance to start and then not only proving yourself but leading the entire league in plays on the field?
You know, it's been good, but the biggest thing I worry about is just, you know, just winning games. And the fact that we've been able to win some this year and have a chance to be playing this Sunday and win another one, that's the biggest accomplishment for me and my team that I focus on.
You're certainly not the first offensive lineman who's come through this program and had to work his way up, you know, starting on the practice squad, getting cut a few times, coming back. Was it difficult or frustrating for you at all to have to go through that waiting process before getting this opportunity this year?
It wasn't frustrating for me personally because, you know, college football was all I ever dreamed of. And then after that, getting the opportunity to come to the New England Patriots and be on the practice squad, you know, was a great, you know, a great thing in my life. And, you know, I thought of it as a huge event. I should be able to come here and be able to take more time to develop and get better at my craft and to learn from Dante Scarnecchia and to learn from the guys that were ahead of me. And I think that's what's given me the opportunity to play now.
Who are some of the guys that you...
There are guys that are still here, Dan Conley, Logan Mankins, guys that have left, Steve Neal and Matt Light, Dan Copen. These are all guys that, you know, I got to see their example on how to be professional and how to get better every day.
So when you were at Fresno, you didn't really have thoughts about playing in the NFL?
When I was at Fresno, I was more focused on, you know, playing Boise State and Nevada.
Anquan Boldin, I know you guys make a habit of not talking, not speaking boastfully. He said the difference between this year's AFC Championship game and last year's is that the Ravens are going to win. Just your response to that and maybe why you guys tend to keep your confidence inside the locker room and not out in the papers and in the media.
The difference between this year's AFC Championship and last year's AFC Championship is that they're different teams, you know. We've got new players and some of the same players that were in that game. They've got new players and some of the same players as well. But all that matters is nothing matters that happened in the regular season. Nothing matters that happened last week. We're two good teams that are going to be squaring off in this game, and that's all that really matters is who goes out and performs.
Is there like an internal memo inside there, inside the locker room? Like, let's not give anybody any material to grab onto, to, because we know athletes use whatever they can take, whatever little advantage they can take to build momentum or hatred for the opponent. And you guys seem to keep all that stuff in house.
I just think that, you know, guys on our team are just really focused on their job and the opponent across from us, and I think that that takes up enough time.
Anything else for Ryan?
Thanks, Ryan.
All right, guys. Have a good day.